Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Right now, though, it is time to bring back a guest we had on recently who was just so much crack and so good at their job that we said we gotta have him back. Mr. Rody Keary from RJ Keary Antiques in Waterford. And he's here to work out whether the junk, I mean treasure in your house, is actually worth anything. Think X Factor for knickknacks. Hello, Rody.
Hello, Dermot and Dave.
How are you?
How's your Friday going?
Great, thank you. Considering it's Friday.
Why, what's wrong with Fridays?
Everybody has to be paid on a Friday. We have people here to be paid.
You can pay them in trinkets.
Yes, that would be far better.
Yeah. Here's a pewter mug. Thanks for the week.
Rody, we asked people yesterday to email us in pictures of the stuff that they have in their house that they'd like to know the value of. And we've sent these to you. And then you've gone through and kind of picked out the ones you think have a little bit of an interesting story. So let's go through a few of them and see. One that caught my eye straight away is from Jennifer Kelly in Limerick, which is a monk. And it's like a monk, I suppose a ceramic monk. And he looks, she says he looks a little bit like Pope John Paul II. But it says on the bottom of it, made exclusively for the Abbot's Choice Scotch Whiskey in Leith in Scotland. Do you think Jennifer is onto something there?
Yes, that would be a genuine one. But you must remember that all the monks normally made whiskey in the monasteries themselves. And that's why they're potbelly with their fill of whiskey. But yes, whiskey memorabilia is collectible.
Right.
Mm. And if you see the way whiskey is spelt compared to our whiskey.
There's no E.
Correct. Well done. Both of you are well educated to see that.
Certainly about whiskey we are.
Yes.
So how much?
Well, it's an interesting one.
How much would you say it's worth?
Very difficult now, Dave, but it could be one of a set that might have come in as a set of three.
Oh, okay.
Small, medium, small.
Gotcha.
You understand me?
Yes.
You wouldn't have put whiskey in them, Brenton, would you?
Yes, sometimes the head had a cork under the neck.
I see.
And it was a whiskey jar.
Gotcha.
Some of them, you have to really see them in live.
Yeah,
must have been holy whiskey.
It's an interesting one for the whiskey collectors,
well,
yes.
Staying with whiskey, it's Dermot here, Rody, and we have a chap called Paul who said, about a year ago I purchased a bottle of whiskey through an auction site. It was advertised as a 1960s bottle of Hankey Bannister, and I paid €16 for it. Turns out, I actually bought a 1950s bottle of Hankey Bannister. It's boxed and in pristine condition. He's seen something like it selling online for nearly £300 sterling. Is his one worth anything?
My advice to him is drink it.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward.
That's exactly what I would do with it. I'd invite the taxman and the bank manager and let them drink it.
Let them drink it. Well, man, Paul, there's your answer.
I never heard it.
Maura says, I have an old dinner set my mum got from her aunt in the late 50s. It's white with gold trim. The stamp on the back says King, 24 karat gold.
Yes. You'll always find that it's dipped, the edge is dipped in gold paint, in other words.
Yeah.
And there was thousands of them made. You know, how many pieces are in it? That's the other question that's not said to me here.
No, no, of course.
It depends. Is it a six set blessing? I start again. a set of six or a set of eight or a set of eight or a set of 12. You know what I mean?
Setting for 12. The more you have, the value goes up.
Yeah, but you see, the younger people today don't want anything with gold on it because it doesn't go into a microwave. It doesn't go well into a dishwasher.
Right.
They don't want that type of thing.
So, yeah, therefore that rules out a segment of the market then in terms of value.
Absolutely, yes. Gotcha. For sure, yes. But if it's white, you see, it's very plain.
Mm.
It's white with gold trim. And that would be very plain to put into a display cabinet.
Gotcha. You need a bit of detailing. I see. Mm.
You need a bit of colour.
Well, sporting memorabilia is always popular. And we have a chap called Chris. And he has a pitch side sign from the old Lansdowne Road. And it says South Goal Line. And he has it in a frame. And he also has his old seat from the Hogan Stand in Croke Park. And it's the old green wooden seats. Very basic with seat numbers emblazoned on the back. Would they be worth anything?
Yes, well, we sold one only recently, about two or three auctions ago. It was a Croke Park one, and we sold it for €400.
Nice.
Something identical to that, with the number on the back as well.
And what about that goal line sign from Lansdowne Road?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's for a pub, really, you know what I mean? Or if you have the home bar, or you have a big garden and you want to, you know. But yeah, they're very interesting now, to be honest with you, and they're very collectible.
Okay, what about political history stuff? Like, somebody has sent us in a picture of a framed picture of the proclamation. And there seems to be some kind of writing on it, you know, that seems to say that it might actually be from 1916. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But what do you think when you saw the pictures of those we emailed to you?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I'm sitting here in the office and I have one here myself.
Right.
A lot of those are copies. And they were copied and put into old frames. Excuse me. Do you know the old frames you see with Holy God in the middle?
Yes. Mm.
They take out Holy God and they put in the proclamation.
Okay, and what would that sell for then?
It looks like as if it is a genuine one.
Right.
You'd have to make sure it's a genuine one. The genuine ones are in the museums, as I always keep saying.
And how would you do that? How can you tell the difference between a fake that was made in 1950?
Yeah, you have to take off the back and just get a proper look at it. But that looks to have a bit of genuine writing to it. But then again, you know, they can do all sorts with things today, like printing. And
I'd imagine if you had an original proclamation, that would sell very well for the likes of, you know, in the States, with Irish Americans and, you know, people who want a bit of the old soil, the old sod.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they always make money. But you see, how many were made at the time or how many were printed?
Yeah. I mean, if it was the real deal, Rody, let's say this one was the real, we authenticated and everything like that, what kind of money would something like that is original from 1916 go for?
It could make 5 to 10,000.
Wow. Mm. Well, fingers crossed they can verify it.
Get an expert to open it up carefully and see if it's the real deal.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about old books? Ellen says she inherited some pretty old books and would love to know if some of the classics or some of the more intriguing ones are worth anything. So she has one by Jules Verne, which obviously looks very old and dates back to 1930 or something. Any of those old books worth something? Maybe if they're first editions.
Exactly. You've said it again. If it's a first edition, yes, it's worth it. It's naturally more collectible and it must be in good condition. Sometimes you find the front preface page missing and you find writing on it. That's no good then. You know what I mean? It needs to be in pristine condition.
Right. And we had a chap on the phone before to us on the show who collected programs from hurling and Gaelic football matches. And someone else has been in touch to say, my dad collected inter-county Cork hurling and football programs. I have what looks like a 1940s, or from 1947 through to 2000. I've just collected them from his house, not sure what to do with them all. So they've sent them through and there's like Cork against London, Cork against Antrim, Cork against Clare. Like, if someone has that kind of stuff, are they worth anything, or specifically to just collectors in Cork, for example?
Exactly. They're only of interest to people in Cork, to be very truthful. Unless you're a massive collector that wants to cover every county.
Mm.
And they're, you know, they're out there. But they are very, very, very collectible, in nice, clean condition and no writing or ranting on them. They are.
Gotcha.
Sometimes
there's collectors for all programs of Gaelic Association, starting from the early 1900s.
Sometimes pottery can have little signatures on the bottom or little logos of the company that made them back in the day. Una sent us a picture, and it's a little crown, obviously, on the base of some piece of pottery that she has. Kind of an intricate metal crown that's on the bottom. And sometimes, you know, when you have something maybe your granny left you, you look underneath and you go, I wonder, is that worth anything or is it rare? So, you know, if something like that little crown, would that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense to me. It's of it's Bleak in County Fermanagh, where they have still making it. It's a very light porcelain, very thin, very much lighter than the commercial pottery, if you know what I mean. And it's the first period is the black mark, and that was 1863 to 1891.
Oh, so is that worth money then?
Yes, but it depends on the piece. Right. Or how many pieces again.
Mm.
and wants it, any crack or any damage, I won't say bin it, but put it at the back of the cabinet.
You know? Gotcha.
And there's also two other bleak marks. There's the green bleak mark and a yellow one, which are later years. They're in the 1900s up.
Gotcha.
And it's still being made. It was very good for the American market. The Americans, and they still buy the black marks. We sell it here at auction.
I know what you mean.
We have an auction going on at the moment, a live auction, and we have some bleak in it.
Okay.
It's a different markings on it. I think the green and yellow marking we have.
Coincidentally, somebody has sent in something, Dermot. If you take a look at the text there, someone has sent in a picture of something that I think you actually have yourself.
I do. I got one of these nearly 20 years ago. Well, I suppose probably around 2004.
Right.
And it is a doll of Roy Keane. And it's made by a company called Kick-O-Mania. So it's like if you imagine an action man, except it's Roy Keane and he's in the Vodafone Man United kit of the day.
I remember it well.
With the crest in the middle. This person has sent it in and said that it's... It's
unopened.
Unopened in really good nick. And that would be very similar to mine as well. I've never opened up the box. It's still all neat and tidy. Would that be worth anything?
Yeah, when you're on the wheel, when you're in the wheelchair or you're on the stick.
Oh, right. So another 50 years.
Yeah, another 70 years, put it down.
Dermot's got a long way to go. Okay, yeah, so it's just too young at this point.
Too young at this point. But look, everything was bought at some stage.
Yeah.
And now it's collectible and now it's valuable.
Gotcha.
So, hey, Dave, you know... Everything dates.
Mm, okay.
Simple as that.
Someone asked a question, Dave. You could ask him if your Nirvana ticket is ever going to be worth anything.
Oh, yeah, Roddy. So Nirvana, the band, were due to play Ireland in 1994. And unfortunately, the concert was cancelled because the lead singer, Kurt Cobain, actually killed himself. And the date on the ticket has something to do... I think it might actually terribly be the day that he killed himself or something like that. Anyway, I still have the unused ticket because you could have given it back to Tommy Tighe and the sound setter at the bottom of Grafton Street if he wanted to get your refund. But I was like, no, I really wanted to go see Nirvana. I'm going to keep this and I still have it today. Do you think something like that has a bit of value in it?
I would suggest put it in a frame.
Right. Keep it safe.
Keep it safe. And hang it outside the loo door.
Okay, as a talking piece.
Yes.
Don't try and sell it. I hear you, Roddy. I hear you.
Listen, yeah. We can't let you away without...
That would be my advice.
We can't let you away without you telling Dave that it's rubbish.
Go on.
Well, if he wants to hear it, it's absolute rubbish to me.
That's all I needed to hear, Roddy. You can get Roddy at @antiques_Ireland on Instagram or antiquesireland.ie. Roddy from RJ Keary Antiques in Waterford. Thank you for joining us and doing that, Roddy. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Dermot and Dave. Thank you.
Have a great Friday. See you later.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m.